fasten your belt, drop your drawers, let us lighten your load.
StephanieandGregShow.com.
Hugh Hefner has sex twice a week.
He takes Viagra for his sex capades.
First of all, why does anybody want to know about this? I don't want to know about it. You're the one who told me about
this. I want to know, and then I'm horrified. That's the conflict I'm in.
That's like when you were watching, you actually went on and found the Vern Troyer midget sex tape on YouTube.
Why would you do that? Oh my God, at the beach, there were dwarfs swimming in the ocean. It's the most fascinating thing I've ever seen.
We went to the beach on Friday.
Now I understand what Chelsea Handler always talks about, midgets and dwarfs.
But
she
likes
them,
doesn't she?
I love them too. They're so cute.
They're a perfect genital height.
It's so cute to watch them swimming. There was one that I think she was like 5 years old. So you see this little girl dwarf in a bikini chasing pigeons. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. I wanted to videotape it. It's like, look at that little dwarf in a bikini. Chasing, she must have been like 6 years old.
I can't watch that stuff.
Oh, it's so cute.
I see one dwarf and I'm looking the other way.
I want to pick it up and hold it. I'd rather... I want to rock her in my arm.
You know what it is? It just makes me uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me out of here!
I don't know what to do when I see the dwarf.
Fascinating.
It was a whole dwarf family and they run around and they're like really muscular and they're wearing like no shirts and they're running around playing sports on the beach.
Fascinating to me.
Hey, I have something for you. All right, well, before
right,
we do
get
that.
Back to Hugh Hefner.
All right, Hugh Hefner has sex twice a week.
Twice a week. He takes... I read this...
Okay, well, here. All
I don't
right.
know where
this is
from.
This is fascinating if you're interested in this stuff. He says, I don't take a lot of Viagra, but I do when it's called for. I make love a couple of times a week. I take the Viagra when I'm going to be making love, obviously. Okay, fine. I would say at 84 it helps.
Does your father take Viagra?
I don't even want to know about
that. To get it out with your mom?
Now, in her new memoir, Kendra Wilkinson, you know
her. She's one of the girls next door that was on that show.
Yeah. She chronicles her first time with Hef in a Playboy Mansion orgy. This is what she says. One of the girls asked me if I wanted to go upstairs to Hef's room. It seemed like every other girl was going... And if I didn't, it would be weird. So she had to go. One by one, each girl hopped on Hef and had sex with him for about a minute. I studied their every move. Then it was my turn. It was very weird. I wasn't thinking about how much older Hef was. All the body parts worked the same. I wanted to be there. But this next one, do you have anything to say about that, Stephanie?
No, read the next part of it.
Now, another ex-bunny, Jill Spaulding, described Hef's orgies this way. Hef just lies there with his Viagra erection. It's just a fake erection, and each girl gets on top of him for 2 minutes while the girls in the background try to keep him excited. They yell things like, fuck her, daddy. Fuck her, daddy. There's a whole lot of cheerleading going on. The main girlfriend wipes off his uncondomed penis. She's the girl who actually shares the bed with him. She sleeps there all night. She's around 22 years old. He uses all the same girls. She's been there for 3 years now. When it first gets started, his main girlfriend gives him oral. Then she has sex with him. She's the first to go because that's the safest for her. No protection and no testing. He doesn't care.
Isn't that the weirdest thing you've ever heard? Now, for Viagra, when you have a Viagra erection at that age... Is it feel good? Like, is it... I have no idea the answer to
You know
this.
What? I think Hef gets his jollies from having attention from a lot of young women. I think that's just his thing.
But why would you have to do that extreme?
Because at one time when he was young, that he found out that having sex with women was cool, and he figured, let me just be the best at that.
So why does he have to have them jump on him and do it for a minute? So many. Just have one then. Two.
They have to do it before the Viagra wears off.
Yeah, but why do you need so many of them? I'm sure they don't need to do that. They don't even want to do that. It's just part of their job.
That's part of what he likes. It's his thing.
Oh, so gross, though. Ugh. I actually thought he was cool at one point, you know, with all these women. Now I'm like turned off.
I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous of that.
That's because it's disgusting.
I'm more jealous of Mel Gibson.
I'm just horrified at that story. It's so gross. Now I look at him. Before I looked at him, all right, he's, you know, he likes young women. But now he has them do that. It just sounds so gross, manipulating and disgusting. It's like a weird sexual dysfunction.
Ritual. Yeah.
It's dysfunctional.
Oh, well,
like to me. You have your main girlfriend.
It's a fetish, and it doesn't necessarily have to be dysfunctional. If it works for him, I mean, obviously he couldn't get married. He tried to be married. It didn't work. He wanted to have that lifestyle.
Okay, but you know, you're 82, four. Stop already. You don't have to prove anything. You got a lot of bathrobes.
It's like my father.
And just wear them.
My father still plays golf because if he had to stop playing, that's his fetish.
That's different.
No, if he had to stop playing golf, He would be very depressed.
But that's different.
Because that shows that he can't perform anymore. Same thing with Hef.
Oh, okay.
He has to
see. But he can't perform. He's using Viagra.
My father uses Viagra for golf.
He does?
Yeah.
That's what gives him such a good swing. Now I understand. Is it gross to you as a man, that Hefner story, or is that exciting?
It's gross in a way.
Gross?
I don't know what it is.
Because it's like each girl, and then you wipe off his penis. It's just, ooh.
Yeah. And then
I hope kids aren't listening.
It's like kind of the way the girls are talking about it. It's not. It makes it gross.
Yeah, because they're not turned on.
Right.
They're not hot.
Right. If it was me, I would make sure each girl had an orgasm before she got off me.
Yeah, like you're jumping on him for a minute. Whose pleasure is that? For me? Well, that's nice of you. That's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Oh, you always
I wouldn't do that for you, but...
What?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, think of it this way. He closes his eyes and he plays a game. He has to guess whose vagina it is. Guess the vagina.
And then the main wipes it off.
Yeah.
And they're behind him going, do it, Daddy. The whole thing is creepy. I'm telling you, it's just creepy.
They should make that into a reality show. Hef guesses the vagina.
Yeah. Guess that's
Hef is going to buzz in now. Hef, go ahead.
It's Kendra.
Oh, I'm sorry. Try again. It's Jill. You are correct. Congratulations.
You win another vagina. What does he win?
You can play the bonus vagina.
Here's a bathrobe.
Here's a monogram bathrobe. Wait a minute. You already have 800 of those. Greg and Stephanie's Life is Me.